Welcome to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo, keeping you connected to your faith and your world. Teresa tackles the issues of faith and culture, the pro-life message, and media awareness. And now, here's Teresa Tomeo.
Beautiful sunny skies, and it's very clear out there, of course, 27 degrees, but it's cold. Isn't it interesting how, what was it, on Wednesday, we were walking around in 70-degree temperatures, full sunshine, then the temperature dropped yesterday, and it was back to winter, even though technically yesterday was the first day of spring on the calendar. And then today, we are in the second day of spring, and it's not going to get too much warmer. We'll have a complete weather forecast for you, both for our area in Michigan and also across the country. Great to be with you. Coming up on the program today, we have 2 cents. I don't know if you heard about this new report that came out of the Vatican. It's very interesting but very important because it has two phases to it, a good phase and a bad phase in a sense, because a good phase is that more and more people are becoming Catholic, which is beautiful. And this is not only happening in the United States. We know, for example, in the Archdiocese of Detroit, we have 1,000 people, close to 1,000 people coming into the church at the Easter Vigil, right, at Easter time. In the Archdiocese of Portland, of course, we had the wonderful Archbishop Sample with us a few days ago on a big story that was developing on something unrelated to this, but he happened to mention that Portland has well over 1,000. I think they have something like 1,200 or 1,300 people coming into the church. So there is a movement, there is a growth, there's a great deal of things happening, especially with people looking for, right, for a solid faith that doesn't change with the wind. And that's what they find in the Catholic Church. Or maybe people disagreeing with the faith within and have their opinions on how it should be applied, but the teachings do not change. Truth does not change. Now, the other part of this Vatican report, again, the good news is that more people are joining the church, but the other part is that there are not enough religious to serve their spiritual needs. So this is something that has to be addressed. And I think it ties in beautifully with the Holy Father's message for vocations, which will be celebrated later in the year, the Day of Vocations. So I'll talk about that in 2 cents, about maybe with these two stories, it's something for you to think about. Do you have a calling on your heart or on your life that you feel you really need to discern more strongly, but that you've put it aside? Maybe the Lord is calling you into the religious life, or maybe the Lord is calling you to volunteer more deeply in your parish because help is needed. We'll discuss in 2 cents. And of course, Dave Vacher is joining us for the word of the day at the bottom of the hour. Pam Burke is with the beautiful Lennon Center. She's a development director there. It's a wonderful pregnancy resource center that's been around for decades in southeastern Michigan. They have a spring fling, sounds fun, coming to the area April 10th, and she has been on with us. Actually, this is her first visit for this particular event, so I look forward to talking with Pam. And then we're going to treat our news segment as a breaking news story. As I mentioned yesterday, and we were discussing this big story out of Kansas City, but it affects the Catholic Church not only in Kansas City, but around the country and the world. We are following up on this developing story where Satanists admit that they stole both species, the precious blood and the body of Christ, and they are going to, in their own words, kill Christ at a satanic event taking place next week in the Capitol, in Kansas City. Archbishop Nolan got right on top of this, and he got his legal team involved, the governor is involved, and they are suing over the alleged theft of the Eucharist for a black mass, and God willing, this will put an end to it. There's a really interesting legal angle that they're taking to this, and that will be our news, actually, at the top of the hour in 9 o'clock, Archbishop Joseph Naumann joining us. He's an amazing archbishop and staunchly pro-life and so clear in his teaching. He's become a good friend of mine. He does a lot of events with us through corporate travel, so I look forward to having His Excellency on with us, Archbishop Naumann. The Archbishop of Kansas City will join us at about 5 minutes past 9. And then, of course, Doug Keck, our President and Chief Operating Officer, will be with us at 9:15 to give us more great inside scoops and all the wonderful programming. We call this segment Inside Word. Fact Check Friday, well, who knows? There's a number of stories I'm considering regarding the media. That is the segment where, if you're a new listener, I take a look at what's happening in the secular media. Facts, only the facts, please, something that we don't hear of too often in the legacy media. We'll discuss at 28 minutes past the hour. And then wrapping up, because we are your pro-life radio network, we're going to wrap up with Dr. Monica Miller. She's founder and director of Citizens for a Pro-Life Society. Next week, on April 2nd, there is going to be a major, on Wednesday, April 2nd, there will be, it's actually 2 weeks, I believe, will be a major event coming up regarding protesting at Planned Parenthood. So we'll talk with Dr. Miller about that to wrap up a Friday morning edition of Catholic Connection. NoMoneyForAbortion.com is a website you can go to for more information. Again, NoMoneyForAbortion.com. More details later on in the program on a Friday morning, March 21st. So again, if you're just tuning in, 2 cents. Word of the day with Dave Asherez, Pam Burke from the Lennon Center on their big spring fling coming up. Archbishop Joseph Nauman from the Archdiocese of Kansas City, Kansas, suing Satanists over alleged theft of the Eucharist. And then Doug Keck for our upcoming programming on the network. And Fact Check Friday wrapping up with Dr. Monica Miller. Before we give you the weather, I do have some exciting news. I wanted to let you, our listeners, in this hour know about a program time change for Catholic Connection. It's starting this coming Monday, March 24th. Catholic Connection airing weekdays for 2 hours starting at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And we'll explain in more detail come Monday. So tune in on the 9 a.m. hour this coming Monday for more information. Again, exciting news. Letting you know this morning about a program time change starting this coming Monday, March 24th for Catholic Connection, which will air weekdays 2 hours starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. And again, we'll explain more on Monday with more details. All right, let's look at the weather. We have, again, sunny skies in southeastern Michigan, 27 degrees, going up to 51 today, so it will be a little bit warmer, back down to the 40s for the weekend. Sunshine, though, 44 on Saturday and 41 on Sunday, 42 on Monday with partly cloudy skies, and let's see, staying in the 40s for a few days, excuse me, actually, all the way through Wednesday, high of 41 degrees on Wednesday, Thursday 50 degrees, Friday 49 degrees, and then warm next weekend as we wrap up the month of March. We have 55 degrees next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, so that's really nice. But then, you know, don't put your winter coat away yet because it's going down to the 40s again next Sunday, the 30th. So that's a look at the local weather. Nationally, we have gusty winds and dry conditions continuing, elevated to critical fire weather over parts of the central and southern plains and the Ozarks and eastern Florida peninsula. Critical fire weather will continue through Saturday in the southern plains. Another Pacific storm will impact the northwest U.S. with heavy mountain snow and low elevation rain from today into tomorrow. That's the weather. That's the rundown. That's an update on what's happening with this program, Catholic Connection. We appreciate your listenership. Already almost 8:08. It is a Friday morning. Let's get started with the news on a Friday. The Pope has now spent 33 days hospitalized at Rome's Gemelli Hospital since his admission on February 14th, as Vatican officials continue to provide updates on the 88-year-old Pontiff's condition. Cardinal Pietro Parolin, Vatican Secretary of State, firmly denying rumors of papal resignation and discussions during his recent visits to the Holy Father. The Cardinal saying he found the Holy Father in better condition during his visit on March 9th compared to earlier encounters. Despite his delicate health, Pope Francis does remain actively involved in church governance, he said. The Pope gives his instructions, Parolin emphasized, confirming that Francis continues to make necessary decisions while hospitalized. Everyday letters, meanwhile, of love and support pour in for Pope Francis. Catholic News Agency reporting that since his hospitalization, mail to the Vatican has surged up to 330 pounds more per day. Now, in other Vatican news, which we'll be discussing in our 2 cents segment in just a few minutes, the Vatican says new church stats reveal growing Catholic population, but as Devin Watkins explains, there are also fewer pastoral workers to meet their spiritual needs.
The Vatican Publishing House has published the Pontifical Yearbook 2025 and the Annuarium Statisticum Ecclesiae 2023, which was compiled by the Central Office of Church Statistics, a department of the Secretariat of State. The global Catholic population increased by 1.15% between 2022 and 2023, rising from approximately 1.39 billion to 1.406 billion, similar to the previous 2 years. Africa boasts 20% of Catholics, North and South America 48%, Asia 11%, Europe 20%, and Oceania 2%. At the same time, the number of Catholic bishops has risen slightly at roughly one bishop to around 250,000 Catholics. At the end of 2023, there were 406,000 priests worldwide, with a large portion in Europe and the Americas. Candidates for the priesthood are also fewer everywhere except Africa, which saw a 1% increase in major seminarians. Permanent deacons have seen a vigorous increase to their ranks with an increase of 2.6%. Religious sisters and brothers have continued their steady decline in numbers, on the other hand, albeit at a less intense pace. Most of the decline is due to deaths, with a smaller proportion of religious requesting to be released from their vows. Africa and Southeast Asia saw an increase in religious sisters, while other continents, which account for a high proportion of sisters, recorded a decline of nearly 4%. According to the Office of Church Statistics, the overall picture is that the laity continues its steady, healthy increase in baptized Catholics, while there are fewer ordained and consecrated ministers to provide pastoral care.
In other news this morning, President Trump is signing an order dismantling the Department of Education. The White House saying test scores for children have been in decline for years, and it's now time to see education authority be returned to individual states.
The teachers' unions, unfortunately, have not been standing up for America's students, and that's what's most important at the end of the day. And our great teachers deserve great guidance from, again, those closest to them in their state.
That's White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt speaking for the president. The executive order will direct Education Secretary Linda McMahon to take all necessary steps to facilitate the closure of the departure. The Education Department was first established under President Carter back in 1979. A Georgia man held in Afghanistan for over 2 years has been released. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announcing yesterday 66-year-old George Gletzman set free after weeks of negotiations between the U.S. and Qatar. And Rory O'Neill tells us there are major travel disruptions overseas after a fire knocked out power at one of the busiest airports in the world.
Crews are rushing to make repairs to an electrical substation that caught fire overnight, knocking out power to London's Heathrow Airport. More than 1,000 flights are being affected by the total closure of the airport as passengers and airlines scramble to make alternate arrangements. Heathrow is Europe's busiest airport, and managers say the closure will last at least through all of Friday.
A group of people accused of destroying Tesla vehicles and charging stations facing up to 20 years in prison for domestic terrorism. That, according to U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi. She said this in a statement that Americans should take this as a warning if they are considering damaging Tesla products. The three defendants charged for their alleged involvement in attacks at Oregon, Colorado, and South Carolina. Tesla CEO Elon Musk wrote on X, a company is ramping up security. Meanwhile, Tesla owners are expressing great concerns after discovering an online map with a Molotov cocktail image as a cursor sharing their personal information, including home addresses. This comes as activists against CEO Musk are vandalizing, as you heard, Teslas across the country. President Trump also has a message.
You do it to Tesla and you do it to any company, we're going to catch you and you're going to go through hell.
Launched on Monday, the map listing the names and details of Tesla owners, dealerships, and Trump administration members. The site encourages vandalism, suggesting people spray paint Teslas to unleash their artistic flair. Musk condemning the website on X, again calling the promotion of vandalism extreme domestic terrorism. There have been at least 16 reports of vandalism against Tesla dealerships and vehicles. In more recent weeks, this includes incidents in San Jose, California, Las Vegas, and Kansas City. The Pentagon may be about to brief Elon Musk on the U.S. military's plan for a potential war with China. The New York Times saying that a meeting scheduled for today, Musk will be given access to top military secrets, greatly expanding his role as an advisor to the president. Trump responded to the report by calling it fake news and claiming China will not even be mentioned at the meeting. If it does play out as reported, the Times noted the meeting could create a conflict of interest as Musk is CEO of both Tesla and SpaceX. Sarah Lee Kessler reports New York's Court of Appeals striking down non-citizen voting in New York City.
Some non-citizens were granted the right to vote in municipal elections in 2022 when Mayor Eric Adams signed a bill giving them the right to vote for mayor, public advocate, city controller, borough president, and city council member. Republicans immediately sued, and on Thursday, New York's highest court declared that law unconstitutional, saying that only citizens have the right to vote. Staten Island Borough President Vito Fisella, the named plaintiff in the suit, immediately reacted, saying that common sense has prevailed.
Federal judge is blocking the Trump administration from deporting a university researcher accused of spreading Hamas propaganda. U.S. District Judge Patricia Tower-Giles saying yesterday that Badar Khan Suri of Georgetown University shall not be removed from the U.S. unless and until the court issues a contrary order. The Department of Homeland Security has accused him of having connections to Hamas. Jack Cronin tells us border wall construction could be back underway soon in San Diego County, California.
Construction on gaps in the border wall could start as soon as next month on three projects in San Diego, 350 feet of wall in Smuggler's Gulch near Imperial Beach, two sections of 600 feet and 1,500 feet east of the Otay Mesa port of entry, and a more than two-mile stretch near Hacumba Hot Springs. In addition to the wall itself, the Union Tribune says U.S. troops have installed multiple layers of razor wire along the fence, and Mexican National Guard members are also patrolling high-traffic routes. In all, Border Patrol says crossings are down 74% from the beginning of the year and 95% from this time last year.
The European Union is postponing retaliatory tariffs on U.S. products. The tariffs will now go into effect in the middle of next month to allow for more time for negotiations. Tariffs on U.S. goods such as whiskey and clothing items were set to be implemented on April 1st. The EU had announced the tariffs in response to President Trump's decision to place tariffs on European aluminum and steel. And there's a red flag warning for much of the Lone Star State thanks to high winds in Texas that are fanning wildfires. The newest, which is burning through the Sam Houston National Forest north of Houston, is about only 10% contained.
The disaster declaration has been signed by the judge, and we will bring all resources to bear.
Montgomery County Emergency Management Director Jason Millsap says evacuation orders have been issued in some areas. No buildings have been damaged. Several air tankers and more firefighters are working to gain containment. In addition to emergency shelters for people, a pair of livestock shelters have also been opened. And the intense storm that's been moving across the country is now getting into the eastern part of the U.S.
It's been a little less than a week since we had pretty devastating tornadoes come through this area.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders visiting communities ravaged by multiple tornadoes this week. That storm created tornadoes and blizzard conditions in parts of the Midwest, including Illinois, Indiana, Nebraska, Missouri, Michigan, and Arkansas. Many of those states experienced prolonged power outages. And the home insurance crisis in the Golden State may not be resolved for another year. One lawmaker pressing California Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara on the most important questions homeowners have, such as how much are rates going to go up?
This is going to be painful because we should have done these changes years ago, right? And so now I'm responsible now, so I'm going to do these changes.
Lara testifying before lawmakers at the state capitol this week. The California Department of Insurance set new rules for insurance companies in December. The rules let insurers consider more factors such as the likelihood of disasters and their own protection costs when determining premiums. In return, they have promised to provide more coverage in high wildfire risk areas of California. Daniel Martindale tells us SpaceX has completed a successful spy satellite launch from the coast of Santa Barbara County, California.
The Falcon 9 rocket took off from Vandenberg Space Force Base on schedule at 11:49 Thursday night.
3, 2, 1, ignition. Liftoff of the Falcon 9. Go SpaceX, go NROL 57.
SpaceX did not show the later stages of the rocket's flight on its live stream since the mission called NROL 57 was conducted on behalf of the U.S. government. It was the fourth flight for the first stage rocket booster supporting the mission and its second in a little more than 9 days. The same rocket booster launched the NASA Sphere X and Punch missions into space on March 11th. It was the fastest turnaround time for a rocket booster in SpaceX history.
A Southwest Airlines flight had to abort its takeoff from the Orlando airport yesterday. An air traffic controller canceled the plane's takeoff clearance after the pilot mistakenly began to depart on a taxiway rather than the runway. Taxiways are the paths used by pilots to move planes between runways and terminals. Southwest and the plane stopped safely and returned to the gate, and no one was hurt. The NTSB, National Transportation Safety Board, is now investigating. It's a Friday morning, 8:19, as we wrap up the news on this Friday, March the 21st, the first full day of spring, or maybe the second full day of spring. Not sure what time spring kicked in yesterday. Either way, it's sunny, but it doesn't feel like spring out there. We're going to wrap up with a story on taxes, because spring is also tax season. Jacqueline Carl tells us that the IRS is reminding taxpayers that choosing the right tax professional is essential to helping them avoid tax-related identity theft and financial harm.
IRS spokesperson Eric Smith recommends finding someone with the right credentials.
Ask them about their experience. What's their training like? Do they have a credential? We have kind of a voluntary certification that tax preparers can get.
Additionally, Smith suggests you also consider what field you work in.
if you are in a particular field that has some special rules, you may want to see if that person has experience in that field.
The best way to find someone right for your particular field?
You may want to ask friends and fellow workers who they use and whether they're happy with their service.
And lastly, Smith suggests going to IRS.gov to find lists of tax professionals to help find the one that's right for you.
It is a Friday morning. It's great to be with you here on Catholic Connection. As I mentioned, clear and cold out there, 27 degrees, going up to the low 40s today, much different than Wednesday before even spring began. So keep that in mind, and we will bring you the forecast again before we wrap up the first hour of the show. Coming up on our Two Senses segment after the break, is God calling you? And are the stories that are out there right now one of those God-sidences, that's what I say in my book, Listening for God. Perhaps there's a married couple out there, and the husband has been discerning the diaconate and praying about it. Perhaps there's a young woman or young man, hears my voice this morning, listening about a vocation to the priesthood or the religious life. Well, the story that I'll share with you again, which I shared in the news earlier, could be a sign from God that it's time to move forward and follow him and have an amazing life in the Lord. Just a reminder, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, exciting news. I want to let you, our listeners, know about a program time change starting this coming Monday, March 24th. Catholic Connection airing weekdays for 2 hours starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. Tune in on the 9 a.m. hour this coming Monday for more details. We'll be right back with Two Cents. Stay tuned.
You are so much more than your cancer diagnosis. You're our inspiration. At Trinity Health, cancer care experts combine the latest research and technology with personalized support inspired by you and your unique journey. From diagnosis to treatment and beyond, we're here to guide you every step of the way with care that nurtures your body, mind, and spirit. Learn more at trinityhealthmi.org/cancer. Trinity Health, we see all of you.
Men, isn't it time to ignite your spirit and live as a faithful Catholic man in the post-Christian world of today? Then join men from around the state of Michigan as we come together for the Ignite Catholic Men's Conference on Saturday, March 22nd at the EMU Girvan Game Above Center in Ypsilanti. This conference is not meant to simply ignite your faith for a day, but to invite men across the diocese to build strong Christian communities in their homes, parishes, and workplaces. Inspiring speakers like NFL champion and pro-life speaker Matt Burke, Renewal Ministries' Peter Herbeck, Father Joe Krupp, and from the Diocese of Lansing, Bishop Earl Boyer, will ignite your faith and zeal for the Lord. Secure your tickets today for this statewide Ignite Men's Conference, Saturday, March 22nd at the EMU Girvan Game Above Center in Ypsilanti. Go to MichiganCMC.org. That's MichiganCMC.org.
This is Dr. Ricardo Selva, director of the jazz program at Schoolcraft College in Livonia, Michigan, inviting you to a special evening of music on Monday, March 31st at 7:30 p.m. at the Vista Tech Center. The concert features creative programming and engaging ensembles that will make this experience a delightful way to usher in the freshness of spring, and the admission is free. For information, go to schoolcraft.edu/music or call 847-721-7299. We hope to see you there.
Every day, life seems to get away from me. Searching for the car keys, cursing that old world gone mad. Not a day ever seems to leave away from me. Take a minute, take a knee, and offer up a simple prayer. Even in the there's a gentle whisper in my heart that can be heard, saying, I am your God, there is no other. I know your every need. I am your God, follow me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I am your God, there is no other. I know your every need. I am your God, follow me.
follow him more strongly and deeply. Maybe you've been holding back. And I just really want to encourage, especially married couples out there who may feel the call to the diaconate. Why do I say married couples call to the diaconate? Because it is a joint effort and a joint decision. The husband can never go forward in that decision while he is discerning the diaconate vocation without the wife signing for it, because it is such a huge commitment and has so much impact on the married life. And that discernment is part of that call as a couple. If you're a Catholic couple and you're thinking about it, you pray together, you discern together, you don't just tell your husband, you go off and pray about it. You both have to pray about it and seek input. And I just thought about this morning and looking at this story that's very, very interesting. You can find it at VaticanNews.com. We had a report on it in the news earlier. New church statistics reveal growing Catholic population, fewer pastoral workers. The Vatican Central Office of Church Stats releases a 2025 Pontifical Yearbook providing details about the number of Catholics, consecrated religious priests, and bishops throughout the world. Now, the numbers of Catholics keep going up. That's great. People are drawn to the church because of the consistency of the teaching, because of the sacraments, I believe, and in interviewing a lot of converts and even reverts to the faith. But there's a need there, always a need for the pastoral care, but that need is growing. The data reported to the Pontifical Yearbook offers information regarding the life of the Catholic Church worldwide and showing that the numbers of Catholics increased, the global population increasing by 1.15% between 2022 and 2023, rising from approximately 1.39 billion to 1.406 billion, a percentage very similar to that of the previous years. The distribution of baptized Catholics varies in the various geographic areas in accordance with the different demographics of each continent. Now, Africa saw the highest number on the entire planet, 20%, showing a dynamic spread of the Catholic faith. You know what's so amazing about this? Think about where all the persecution is of priests, of Christians. Africa. The blood of the martyr, the fruit of the church. Wow. 20% of Catholics of the entire planet characterized by a highly dynamic spread of the Catholic Church. The number of Catholics increasing from 272 million in 2022 to 281 million in 2023. The Democratic Republic of Congo. You recall all the stories about that area of the world in the last couple of months especially? Confirming its first place position for the number of baptized Catholics with almost 55 million, followed by Nigeria, another area of great persecution, with 35 million, Uganda, Tanzania, and Kenya also register significant figures. They talk about Europe, and they really don't give a specific breakdown in the United States of America. Well, they mention America and Europe. But here's the thing. The number of Catholics going into the church are far outnumbering the number of men and women that are seeking vocations. So just something to pray about as we continue in Lent. And maybe also perhaps take a look, for those of you who maybe are discerning a vocation in the religious life, or even a vocation to do more in the church. I'm going to explore this next week on a couple of different interviews on Catholic Connection. But maybe the Lord is asking you during this Lent to think more deeply about your role in the church. Maybe it is the call to the diaconate. Maybe it is the call to the priesthood or the religious life, or for women, the consecrated life. Or maybe it's just calling you to do more at your parish. Because you can serve in many, many ways. What about being a Eucharistic minister? What about being a lector? What about maybe discerning a role as a spiritual director? Or the Bible leader in your parish? But read the Pope's message on vocation, which you can find again at VaticanNews.va. Pope's Vocation Day message: our mission is to be Christ's presence to all, inviting young people to listen to God's voice in their hearts so they may be signs of His love for our world. What better time than Lent to discern all of this? What is God calling you to do? First, if you're someone in a family, obviously to the domestic church, to God in the domestic church. But then I just have a sense that there's some people out there this morning, maybe some married couples, who are really thinking about the diaconate. And God just put this on my heart this morning when I saw this story about the number of Catholics, which is great news. It keeps growing. We have almost 1,000 in the Archdiocese of Detroit. By the way, I think it's next week we've got an interview with someone from the AOD on that. We need more people involved in the church on all levels. How this Lent is God calling you to follow him more deeply. All right, running a little late this morning, 8:30, time for the Word of the Day with our good friend Dave Asheres from Annunciation Radio. Here we go on a Friday.
Our word for today is marvels. Marvels, our word for today, taken from our responsorial psalm, Psalm 105, remember the marvels the Lord has done. And then we see in our verse before the gospel today, the greatest marvel the Lord has ever done. From John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life. Let's see. God made us. He made us for himself. He made us perfect. He gave us a perfect place to live in. He gave us everything that we needed. We walked with him in the garden. We had that kind of intimacy with him. Then we chose not to follow him anymore. We fell. We walked away from him. Now, we might have a different response to that, but not God. God says, you know what? I'm going to give them another opportunity, except I'm going to make it even better. I'm going to send my Son, and when my Son reconciles them to me, not only will they be creatures like they were in the Garden of Eden, they were not sons and daughters, brothers and sisters. We are now sons and daughters of God through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, because God the Father sent his only Son into the world to die for us. So we have to know that sometimes, not sometimes, all the time, God has a better plan for us. Even when we mess it up, when he circles back around, it actually always ends up better. And so we look at these opportunities that the Lord God has put in front of us, and we count them as marvels. Because everything that God does for us is marvelous. It's marvelous indeed. I remember one time in particular, a person had come to me, and they were interested in the Catholic faith. And I did what individuals often do. I invited them to go to Mass with me. Now, to entice them to do that, I agreed to go to their church with them as well. So one Sunday, we go to Mass early, went to the early Mass, and it was, look, it's sacred, right? It's beautiful. It's wonderful. We have the Eucharist. But I will say that all of the optional things, passion, conviction, a congregation that was fully engaged, a priest that was preaching a great homily, music that would be encouraging, inspiring, all of that was not there. The music was horrible. The teaching, the preaching, the homily was psychobabble. And there was no participation from anyone that was present there in the church. It was, quite frankly, from that perspective, it was embarrassing. And the whole time I'm thinking, I'm even talking to the Lord, like, Lord, I brought this person here, and this is not going well. And then I went to church with them. And the worship was fabulous. The preaching was fantastic. And there, I'm talking about authentic worship. And there, the presence of God was in that place. And as I was contemplating and I was praying, I sensed the Lord say to me, what would these people do if I were to reveal myself to them in the Eucharist? I said, Lord, they would come to you on their hands and knees. And he said to me, I will take the people out of my church and I will graft these people in with their authentic approach to me. Do you know, some years later, a friend of mine who went from being an Anglican priest to becoming Catholic, on his way to the Catholic Church, he was invited to preach at that particular church where that exact thing happened. And he told me later, when I preached the Eucharist to them, and then I provided liturgy to them as an Anglican priest, they came to receive communion, crawling on their hands and knees. Brothers and sisters, the Lord is marvelous. He is always performing miracles in our sight. Let us not be blind to them. Marvels are word for today.
Marvels. Wow, beautiful. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Speaking of marvels, it is a marvel, the amazing work that pregnancy resource centers do around the area and around the country and around the world. More on one particular pregnancy resource center when we can return. It's a Friday morning. It is 8:35. Hope you're having a great day. Let's take a look at the weather, though, before we wrap up this part of Catholic Connection on a Friday morning. As I mentioned, pretty chilly out there right now. It's, 28 degrees. Good news, going all the way up to 50 in full sunshine. Going down tomorrow for the weekend in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, 44, sunny skies. Partly sunny, could get a drop of rain at some point on Sunday, 41 degrees. Monday, partly cloudy, 42, and on Tuesday, 43. Let's see, Wednesday, 41, Thursday, 50. Well, pretty nice, 49 on Friday, and then warm next weekend, at least for next Saturday, 55 degrees. Nationally, gusty winds and dry conditions continuing, elevated to critical fire weather today over parts of the central and southern plains, the Ozarks and the eastern Florida Peninsula. Critical fire weather continuing through Saturday in the southern plains. Another Pacific storm will impact the northwest U.S. with heavy mountain snow and low elevation rain from today into Saturday. 8:36. Stay tuned. More Catholic Connection coming your way. It's Friday, March 21st. Happy spring. Stay tuned.
Choose life that you might live, the life that he gives you forever. Choose life the way that is true, for the one who chose you, your Father in heaven. Choose life.
8:41, welcome back. Always love to promote pregnancy resource centers any chance that we get here at Catholic Connection. They do such amazing work. And Pam Burke is a development director for the wonderful Lennon Center in southeastern Michigan, talking about their fun Spring Fling fundraiser, which is coming up April 10th. And a really neat event and kind of different because you just come and you enjoy yourself and all the games you play and all the things you do at this particular event will go to an extremely, extremely wonderful cause. Pam, thanks for joining us. So first of all, tell us about your involvement at the Lennon Center, what you do there. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for having me. I am the development manager at the Lennon Center. So I go out in the community and ask for support. I do outreach work, a lot of churches and women's groups, and even like scouts or children's groups have fundraisers for us, and some businesses. So I go out and take care of all that. So it's fun. It's nice.
How did you get involved? What prompted you to do this kind of work at the Lennon Center?
It's a funny story. I used to work at another pregnancy center years ago, and Mary Ann, our director, is a friend of mine for years, and she happened to call me and asked if I could sort of fill in for a little bit, and I said, sure, I'd love to, because I volunteered there once in a while. And here I am 3 years later in a development position that I knew nothing about.
But I think that's super important, though, because you're open to it. And I was just talking about being open to what the Lord is asking people to do or maybe asking people to do during Lent to maybe get more involved. I was sharing a story from the Vatican that there are more and more people joining the Catholic Church around the world, even here in the United States. But there aren't enough people in ministry to serve them. So this is another sign that, you know, to get involved. What would you say to someone listening who may have a call in their heart to do more work in the pro-life movement?
Oh, my gosh. It's just so rewarding. The women, they're just very special. You know, we don't know the walk they're walking, right? So for the Lennon Center and for these women, I mean, it's a safe haven. It's full of hope and love. And, you know, we're just there to support them. So to be able to support someone in need or, you know, someone just looking to be heard and seen, it's just so rewarding.
We're talking with Pam Burke, the development director of the Lennon Center, sharing a little bit about her testimony of how she came to work at this wonderful pregnancy center in southeastern Michigan in the Dearborn area. Let's talk about the big spring fling, which sounds like a lot of fun, coming up on April 10th, right?
Yes, April 10th at Downey Brewing Company in Dearborn. It's a Thursday night from 6 to 10. We're going to have, if you've never been to Downey, it's just a huge, huge place. And there's games like pool and cornhole and foosball. It's just a fun place to be. And they have craft beers and non-alcoholic beverages as well. We're going to have Flo's Barbecue and some music and just fun and fellowship. And all the proceeds go directly to our clients for the Lennon Center. Yeah. It's going to be lots of fun.
You did this last year, too, right? Or is it? How many times have you done this different approach to the fundraiser?
Yes, last year was our first year. Yes. And everyone loved it. It was such a great success. It was the first day of summer, though, and it was like, oh my goodness, 100 degrees or something. So we gave it a little twist and decided the first day of spring this year, or the first, you know, beginning of spring this year. So, yes, it's fun. It's really nice. It's very laid back and, you know, just have some time together.
And how do folks find out information? Do they need to register? Can they just show up, Pam, or how does that work?
It's pre-sale tickets only, and on our website, lennoncenter.org, or they can come into our office or call us at 313-277-5637 or our social, Facebook, Instagram. Tickets are sold until Thursday, April 3rd.
How important is this fundraiser to the Lennon Center?
Oh, it's pretty important. We are in need not only of always prayers, but monetarily and just basic needs, diapers, wipes, just the basic needs to raise a child, to take care of a child. Also, just for being able to work there, just the simple things of everyday use of basic needs as well. And for the employees, and mainly for our women and families. So, you know, We diapers last year were like over 2,000 diapers, you know.
And, wow.
Yes. And as well as material goods like clothing, and we get either new or gently used items. So anywhere from high chairs to baby blankets. So it's pretty special.
I'm looking at your homepage, and this is a really important message that you have right there on the homepage, which I think is super crucial for people to understand what you do and other beautiful pregnancy resource centers do around the state and around the country and around the world. By the way, the website for the Lennon Center, if you can't make it on the 10th, certainly you can consider or pray about making a donation. There's a donate link on the toolbar at the top. LennonCenter.org. The Lennon Center, empower, support, parent. And I love this, Pam.
Yeah.
Don't let an unplanned pregnancy tell you what you can't do, and can't in italics. Explain that.
Yes. Well, it's an unplanned pregnancy usually, and we get all walks of life, from anywhere from 14 years old to a woman in their 40s. So we are there to educate you, number one, to listen to you, to see where you're at in your life, and to be able to empower you to have this child. This child deserves to live, and you deserve to have that child, to be that mother. And if you don't feel equipped, possibly you are, you know, feeling inadequate or whatever it may be, there are so many other options out there. But we are there to support you and to let you know that you are not alone ever, that there are so many people there to be with you. And we guide our mamas through from pregnancy to when their child is 5 years old. And if they still
5 years
like
old,
to come,
5 years old.
Yeah.
Five, you said,
yes,
right? Five?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sure Planned Parenthood is doing that too, Pam. I'm sure Planned Parenthood is there for 5 years and encouraging them to keep the child and providing all kinds of materials and parenting classes and different options for them as you do, right? Please, don't even get me started. Sorry, my Italian's getting up.
Right.
About it. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No. Sadly enough, Planned Parenthood, from my personal experience through the some women that have come through our doors, they go in and have the procedure and they are done. There is no follow-up. We've had women who have bled, who have retained products that we've sent into the ER, not to mention the emotional impact of it all. It's a really sad, sad situation. That's why we like to educate our moms, to allow them to see the chances they have. This isn't the only way out. You know, we are there for you. And if it's out of our scope, we resource out. We have so many resources and other, partnerships with other centers, with the community itself. It's, you know, just to give them hope and love.
And, you know, that's so important, and this message is so crucial. And as a matter of fact, it's another godsend, because yesterday my producer, Andrew, sent me this exchange between Charlie Kirk. He was on a college campus. Conservative speaker Charlie Kirk was on yet again on a college campus talking to kids about abortion. This young girl was really angry, and she was obviously very pro-abortion. And she's up there talking about how an unplanned pregnancy is going to totally ruin her life. That's all she kept saying, if that happened to her. So they're so brainwashed, Pam, by the time they get into probably even high school now, and then when they get to college, forget about it. Many of them are gone in terms of the brainwashing, but there's always hope. But he was trying to explain to her, look, there are consequences. If you're deciding to have sex outside of marriage, there's going to be something that could happen, as in a pregnancy or God forbid, an STI or both. But she just didn't want to hear it. It's all about her, because she's thinking that the only option that she would have in a situation like that is abortion, which is why what you do is so crucial, to let them know that there are options, that life is and should be the option, but to explain that to them from a beautiful perspective. Thank you, my dear. God bless you for being there. Pam Burke has been with us, a development director for the Lennon Center in Dearborn Heights. They have a wonderful spring fling, a lot of fun, coming up on April 10th. Yes. And you can register by going to the website, LennonCenter.org. But you can also, of course, find this on Facebook as well. And we will put the link on our website so you can find out more information. It's going to be fun. It'll be a way to enjoy spring and to make a real difference. Right, my dear?
Yes, very much. Hope to see you all there.
All right.
Have a
Thanks,
beautiful
honey.
Friday.
It. You
it
too, Pam.
It was an honor being here. Thank you.
Well, it's an honor to have you on because of all the great work you do and the wonderful people at the Lennon Center. Pam Burke, Development Director for the Lennon Center. Their spring fling, April 10th. Be there or be square, as we say. We'll be right back.
Beacon Skin and Surgeries is a comprehensive dermatology center on the border of Troy and Rochester Hills, south of M59 and in Livonia. Beacon Skin and Surgeries perform full skin exams and focus on the diagnosis and treatment of all types of skin cancer and precancerous lesions. All are board-certified dermatologists and fellowship-trained surgeons. Call 248-852-1900. Beacon Skin and Surgeries, a beacon for patient care. 248-852-1900.
Families in Lebanon are struggling to survive. The economy remains shattered from COVID and the port explosion of 2020. And today, displaced Hezbollah militants are firing rockets from Lebanon, and innocent Lebanese families are facing the retaliatory strikes. If you want to help, the Maronite Order of the Blessed Virgin Mary is holding a fundraiser dinner at the Cantora Restaurant in Plymouth on Thursday, April 3rd. To RSVP, go to the slider at AveMariaRadio.net.
Father Gabriel Richard High School Drama Club proudly presents Fiddler on the Roof. Fiddler on the Roof is a meaningful story of faith-filled characters who grapple with being grounded in a rich tradition while living in a changing world. Shows are Thursday through Sunday, March 27th through 30th at Milan High School Auditorium. FGR Drama Club has a tradition of excellence. Tickets are now available at FGRHS.org. That's FGRHS.org.
Another year has come and gone, and whether you like it or not, Uncle Sam requires you to make an accounting.
Perhaps it's time to call Myler and Zipka. They work with you to legally minimize your tax bill and identify ways to reduce future taxes. Eliminate the nagging feeling that you're paying more taxes than you need to. Call Ken Zipka today at 734-930-5500. Myler and Zipka. Integrity, excellent value, and people dedicated to a long-term relationship. 734-930-5500.
Coming up, we are going to be having a special breaking news segment with Archbishop Nauman, the Archbishop, of course, from Kansas City, who is standing up for Jesus, the precious blood, the precious body. They have a lawsuit against a satanic group that plans to, quote-unquote, they've made it quite publicly known that they are going to kill Jesus at a black mass next week at the Capitol in Kansas. And the Archdiocese and the state is stepping in, both stepping in, to stop this evil from occurring. But I think, as Father Mitch talked about this yesterday in the second hour of Catholic Connection, talking about how when we hear and see horrible stories like this, what do we do with this as opposed to just getting just so overwhelmingly shocked? Yes, that's one of the emotions, and disgusted. But then it should encourage us to make sure that we are truly, and he made a great point, think about this, taking the Eucharist as seriously as Satanists do. Think about that. We'll discuss with Archbishop Nauman. And then, of course, it's a Friday. Doug Keck joins us for our Inside Word, Fact Check Friday, and wrapping up with Dr. Monica Miller, the one, the only, from Southeastern Michigan, on a big event related to Planned Parenthood across the country. Again, exciting news to tune in Monday regarding a program time change for Catholic Connection. All the details coming Monday in the 9 o'clock hour.